bowl. Hello, sweet girl. Come here. Up. Join us. Yes, I'm sure, sweetie. It's not too loud. I barely notice.
No. I am getting a little tired.
Do you think we can call it a night soon? I know, but lying here on your lap, reading and listening to you play, it relaxes me. It makes me sleepy, no matter how early it is. Yeah. And look at Marble. She's sleepy too. Come on, baby. Let's call it a night. I want to lie in bed with you. See? You're yawning. Let's get some sleep, sweetie. And then perhaps I can play around with you tomorrow. Yeah, of course. That is, if you can keep up with me. Come on. Let's get washed up.
Hey, babe. Can you pour me a glass of water? Thank you. I love you.
Thank you, sweetie. No, oh, come here, Marvel. Come here. My family. Yeah, I'm ready. I want to wake up early tomorrow for a walk around sunrise. Do you want to come with? Yes, I am. I mean it this time, and I won't even snooze the alarm. Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. The minute I hit your lap, it's like my body shuts down. No, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. You just relax me, that's all. I'm glad to. Guess what? I really like the book that I've been reading. Yeah, it's one of the better ones that I found this week. I'm already on chapter 4. Yeah, I did. This morning, actually. I just haven't been able to put it down. I told you, it's a love story. Well, since you're asking, it's about a princess who falls in love with her knight, and they just decided to run away together. Yeah, and they're so much in love. They're gonna start their new lives together soon. They're planning to elope by the water, and then, well, yeah, but it's more than that. She's had her gripes with the palace, and for a long time, too. It's just too much to get into tonight. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, okay? Promise. Yeah. I love it. I can relate to her so much. I know exactly how she feels. What? No, you know what I mean. Do I look like a princess to you? Oh. Well, thank you. But that's not what I mean. I mean, I know what it's like to trust someone that much and to want to share your life with them. No, that's not the point. This isn't about her, okay? That's a story. It's fiction. But her feelings, those are real. I felt them. I feel them. Yeah, I do. Well, it feels like you feel like home. Yeah. And I've always adored you. I've always loved you. All these years. But I think something shifted recently. Do you remember when we first began dating? And I was so scared. Scared of losing you, but also like having you. You seemed like too good to be true. Yeah. Those days, I was so scared, so clingy. Behind a lot of my affection was fear, I think. I didn't trust this. I loved you, but I was so worried that I'd lose you that I never let myself truly fall for you. Yeah, like, there was always this pit in my chest when you'd hold me or when you talk about the future. This nagging feeling that our joy wouldn't last, that there wouldn't be a future. Mm-hmm. And it took a long time for that pit to go away. Honestly, it didn't go away until recently. Really, maybe about a year ago? It's just hard to tell because it didn't just stop one day. It kind of faded away, slowly. No one thing caused it, I think as I learned more about you and experienced more with you, the picture became clearer. I began to see a future with you. Futures with you. Beautiful ones. And now, I'm not scared to want them. To hope for them. I trust you. No, I've always trusted you. I mean, I trust this. Us. I feel completely warm and safe with you. Your heart is good. Your voice. Your scent. Your sense of humor. Your mind. You. You're the love of my life. And I think I'm finally able to accept that, or embrace that. Yeah. Like, it's such a surreal feeling to be fully in with you. I used to be scared, but now it feels so right. I've just never been so sure about something, about someone. No, never. Sometimes I feel, I don't know, it's hard to describe it. It's kind of like the character in my book. I'm with you, you know? I'm yours. I'd run away to elope by the sea with you if you asked. I'd be by your side every step of the way. I don't care if that makes me naive. I love you, honey. I love you. I love you so much. And I always will, okay? I'll never stop. I'm yours. And this should terrify me, being so committed to a person. I let myself fall so deeply for you, your mind, your soul. I've imagined so many futures, and in each one, I'm beside you. Yeah. Even in the darker ones, life can't always be beautiful. I know that. There will be storms, hard times, lows. But even then, I want to be beside you. You. And only you. Honestly, marriage seemed like such a distant dream for a long time. Just sweet nothings about growing old together, side by side. It was always, what if, you know? Now I find myself daydreaming about when. You know? Is it crazy to want that? Want to marry you? No. Is that something that you've thought about? Marriage? Really? No, I don't mean just casually, you know. Could you see us being married right now, in this moment? Stop it. Stop lying to me. Stop it, honey. You're gonna make me cry. Love you, baby. I can't believe this. Are you serious? I had no idea you felt this way. Why didn't you say something? Oh, really? I've been ready, sweetie. Because I didn't want to pressure you either. Oh, so ridiculous. But I love you. I love us. Again, this should absolutely terrify me. The pit should be right here, in the middle of my chest. Nope. It's not. It's quite the opposite, actually. I feel warm. Full. Because I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. With you. Always in front.